In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Have you ever driven past the scene of an accident or some other unusual happening on the side of the road and noticed how the cars swerve toward whatever is going on over there as the driver checks out the scene instead of keeping their eyes on the road? This is a mistake that all drivers, even experienced ones, make with some frequency. It causes lots of accidents every day. Without great concentration and conscious effort, where you look is where you're going to go. The same phenomenon is even worse for drivers of motorcycles. On a motorcycle, you don't really steer very much with the handlebars. You use your whole body. And so where you look is where you are going to go. If you are staring at the gravelly berm or at that oil slick in the middle of the lane or that drop-off at the edge of the road on a tight turn, guess where you're going to go? Right into that trouble that you fear the most because you're looking at it. And so the key is always to look ahead. It's an act of faith in trusting one's body to do the right thing right where you are and to plant your eyes further down the road where you want to end up. Because where you look, where your eyes are pointed, that's where you're going to go. Now, as you steer yourself through the journey of life, there is no shortage of oily gravel piles, potholes, wrecks, and other hazards at which we might choose to steer. Modern advertising and mass media in general has as its whole goal to attract your eyes and to keep hold of them. What played big in the media this week? Fishing for your emotions, trying to upset you and make you pay closer attention. On my kitchen radio this week, I heard a lot about two court cases that stem from our country's problems with race and with guns. This weekend, I started hearing fears and warnings about the still largely unknown Omicron variant of COVID-19. Maybe there were other topics in the news that caught your attention, your passion. Maybe you and I even understand some of the stories in different ways, as having different levels of importance. There are lots of important things going on in the world about which to think and to learn and to debate and to act. The work of the church is to provide an alternative focus. If race or guns or COVID-19 or whatever else caught your attention this week are the potholes and the oil slicks, the rough patches that threaten our smooth forward motion in life, then the work of the church is to keep our eyes focused on Jesus. Because where we look, that's where we're headed. Just as the media tells stories over and over again, trying to explain and interpret and understand the currents of our life together in the light of current events, so the church tells the story of Jesus, the story of the gospel, the story of God's ongoing love affair with humankind, over and over again, trying to explain and interpret and understand the currents of our life together in the light of Jesus' life and death and resurrection. And so the liturgical year, which we begin all over again today, this weekend, is one pattern for telling our stories and bringing them into conversation with what's going on in our lives even today. Now, our gospel reading today comes from a conversation that Jesus had with his disciples just a few days before his death. This was after the triumphal entry, after Palm Sunday. Jesus had already entered Jerusalem riding on a donkey, and he knew that his exit from that city was on a path that was marked by the cross. So while the disciples are oohing and aahing at the beautiful temple, Jesus points out something that everyone could see. War is coming. Conflict is brewing between radicalized zealots and the brutal army of the Roman Empire. Chaos is in the air. In the faces of people all around Jerusalem, there is distress and confusion and fear. These are dark times. And the temple, that beautiful building, in some ways it's a distraction, a false comfort to the face of what is going on, what is about to happen. So Jesus tells his disciples, be alert. Don't let the prevailing winds of fear and foreboding carry you away with them. Because where you look, that's where you're headed. Beautiful buildings, triumphal entries, dreams of a Messiah. These all point toward God, but they're also shadows, distractions, less than the reality we seek. Chaos in the streets, conspiracy, insurrection, even a total lack of justice that leads to the quasi-legal hanging of an innocent man on a tree. These all point toward the brokenness of our world. But these too are shadows, distractions, less than the reality we seek. And all these distractions demand our attention. They dissipate our energies and discourage us from living in the kingdom of God to which Jesus calls us. Because where you look is where you're headed. So Jesus encourages his disciples to be alert. Pray that you may have strength to escape the distraction and fix your eyes on the kingdom of God. Jesus did not avoid the cross, but instead was empowered to walk straight through it because he had his eyes fixed on the larger story of God's unstoppable love for humankind. Love that will not be stopped by hatred and injustice, whatever it is we experience around us. Light whose piercing presence will not be thwarted by the darkness of our times. Like steering a motorcycle, it's a bit of an act of faith. The kingdom of God is real, but not fully realized in our own perspectives, in our own imaginations. We're still learning to see, to detect it, to grasp its edges. We live in the world created and sustained by God, powerful and loving. And so this is not to say that we should accept any evil that we find around us, but rather in the face of that evil, we can remain uncowed, undaunted, unafraid of the challenges we face. Even those things that are most threatening, most personal, most hurtful, we can encounter them head on to learn, to debate, to act. when we have in perspective the greater power of God, who is both faithful and able to protect us. Advent is a time to stop, to notice where your eyes are fixed, and to make conscious choices about where you want to go. It's a time to shift our perspective, to refocus, to pick a destination that's worth ending up at. In Jerusalem, Jesus knew exactly where he was going. And Jesus also knew the cost of going there. But Jesus kept his eyes fixed on that destination, refusing to be distracted even by the prospect of crucifixion. Because the cross was just part of the path toward something else. Jesus kept his eyes fixed on God's love for humankind and invites us to keep our eyes fixed on him. That way, no matter what hazards or gravelly patches come our way, we can be sure that we too will learn to recognize that even now, we are safely held in the tender arms of God. Amen.
Amen.